All right. I want you to listen real close because I think we've come into a revelation that will lengthen our lives in good health, not just living long, but living strong. So a few questions I'm going to ask at the beginning, kind of fumble around. There's a lot of information I have here, and we'll go to the scripture. But the first question that was asked me, where is my help? Where is my help? And then another question I pointed out, what is the problem? Why is there so much sickness in the body of Christ and premature death? Now, pastors who listen to me, I buried too many of my members too early. I know they had the word in them because I taught them the word. So there's another problem existing that the enemy is using against the body of Christ, and we're going to dig it out and find out what it is. Another proposed question to me as I meditated is, how can we stop the enemy from stealing, killing, and destroying our abundant life? You know, that's John 10:10. Let me give you that question again, how I wrote the question down. How can we stop the enemy from stealing, killing, and destroying our abundant life right in our face with prayer, with confession, with meditation? So there's something has to be wrong, or something we are missing, or somewhere we're in partnership with the enemy that he can get this type of advantage over us. And so I want to expose that to as many people as I can, especially those of you who are following our ministry in the LTMA. I have a lot of information out here, a lot of scripture, but I want to start with a scripture some years ago God revealed to me about finances, and now this morning he's revealing to me about health and long life. Actually, I want to ask this question, I'll make this statement: healing, health, and long life cometh to the body of Christ. Healing, health, and long life cometh to the body of Christ. Now, something's been blocking it. I even have watched in my scientific studies, along with my spiritual studies, one man lived to be 114, with all of his faculties working properly. He mentioned a little, if any, about God. Nutrition. He was eating a certain way. And he lived to be 114, still was dancing at 113 with his granddaughter. It was nutritional. It was not so much spiritual. With that in mind, the scripture I was talking about is in Luke 16:8, when Jesus was talking about the unjust steward. There is almost an insulting statement made that we must make clear in our lives is not going to be us. And the Lord commended, Luke 16:8, and the Lord commended the unjust steward because he has done wisely. For the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. Now, there's a lot of nutritional schools and people who are eating properly who are healthier than we who have the word on the inside of us, because we are not paying attention to our physical man or our soulish man. So here I want to help you in making certain statements to you. For instance, walking in the Trinity of healing, health, and long life is a gift from God. That's a Trinity. The Holy Spirit said that's a Trinity. If you notice, the Bible deals with a lot of Trinity: love, hope, and faith. A lot of Trinity. Faith, grace, and promise. A lot of Trinity. Faith, the anointing, and the glory. And you go on and on: spirit, soul, and body. God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. So walking in the Trinity of healing, health, and long life is a gift from God. Now, notice in Psalm 139:14, which is a powerful statement made in the psalm that we need to take a hold of and understand what it means. Psalm 139:14 says, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knows right well. Now I want you to underline the word fearfully, wonderfully. Don't even seem like these two words should go together, but God made us reverently. He took his time. He wanted to make us where our spirit, soul, and body could be in connection with him and be able to live from his properties. And that's why God magnificently made your bodies with cells on the inside of your body, living cells, that if they are fed the right thing, that you drink the right thing, those cells are constantly being renewed. And so in my scientific study, in my spiritual study, in my prayer, what I've found out is that the problem is either sin, number one, or not properly putting the right nutrition in our body. Those two things are staring us in the face. And I believe it's more than sin, because sin has no dominion over us. I believe, because we know how to get forgiven, but I believe that nutritionally, we have been trained wrong to eat. Now, I heard one young man say, soul food is slave food. I have to agree with him, because what have been called soul food is actually grease and taste with little or no nutrition. Now follow me now, stick with me now, because I know a lot of you who are on the line has some type of medicine you're taking. Some of y'all are taking 3 and 4 medicine, and you believe you're gonna be hooked on medicine the rest of your life. Some of it has been taught that we're having our disease because it is generational. What I'm saying to you is spiritual and nutritional, okay? And the nutrition has to be brought in order that the spirit can do his job. In other words, you can be alive in your spirit and dead in your soul, meaning you're gonna be dead in your body. We'll talk about the soul in a few minutes. We'll talk about whether you have a prosperous soul or a persecuted soul. And I think this will bring enlightenment to us. So here's what I want to do. I want to give information, number one. Number two, instruction. Number three, revelation. Number four, impartation. Number five, application. Number six, manifestation. And number seven, demonstration. Other words, those of you, I believe, if you follow the instruction and the impartation that the Lord have inspired me to deliver you, to you today, in a matter of months, you'll be walking in hell. I don't care how long you've been sick. I don't care how bad it is. Just listen and follow the instruction, because I know you're praying. I know you're meditating the word. I know you're serving God. I know most of you who listen here, you're sacrificing and you're believing for bigger things. So it's no problem. Apostolically, governmentally, in the church, I want to correct some things and stop God's people from dying early, premature. The Bible promised, I just talked to my secretary about this. The Bible promised in Genesis 6:3, 120 years. Then the Bible talks about in Psalm 90, the days of our years will be 70 by reason of strength. And then in Psalm 91:16, he says, I'll satisfy you with long life, but I'll satisfy you. Which one you want? All right? And I recognize that all of us want a long life. But just having a long life, I know people have lived to be 90-something, 80, 90-something years old. But their life was long, but it wasn't satisfied. They was on their bed, they was on crutches, they were taking medicine, they couldn't hardly breathe. That's not the long life the Lord is talking about. Now listen to me very carefully. Some of you need to listen to me with all your heart. There's no such thing as an uncurable or incurable disease. No such thing. Disease can be reversed by walking with God, by also connecting your spirit, soul, and body properly. That's real strong there. Connecting your spirit, soul, and body properly. Because if your soul get wrong information, it's going to feed it to your body, and then your body going to make some wrong acts, and that's where sickness and disease going to come from. So I want you to meditate Psalm 139. I want to read it again. I will praise thee, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Then he used the word marvelous are thy works. Now notice this last statement, because I'm going to take you somewhere now to connect. And that my soul knoweth right well. And that my soul knoweth right well. I got to keep repeating it. And that my soul, that my mind, my emotion, my imagination, my conscience knows right well that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, and I'm supposed to live all my life in health, in well-being. So is it that our soul has not been properly trained to train our body to do proper things? With that in mind, I'll quote, and I might miss a few verses, but in Psalm 103, verses 1, 2, and 3, we're talking about my soul doeth right well. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. That a psalmist is taking his soul and blessing the Lord and blessing his holy name. The reason he's blessing his name, it is revealed to us in the gospel, in the book of Acts, in the epistles, the power that is in Jesus' name. Jesus brought us God's name. All the Jehovahs are in Jesus. And so in his name, we have an authority and a dominion. You understand that, you student of the scripture. And so with that in mind, the psalmist goes into the second verse, he said, bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Now I want you, the name of Jesus and the benefits, I want you to keep those two things in your mind, because your life is going to change today and you're going to walk into your help. Then he named these five things, who forgive all our iniquity. All right, praise God. Then he says, who healeth all thy diseases. Who healeth all thy diseases. Listen, who healeth all thy diseases. So if all my diseases are healed, I'm supposed to walk in health. Back again. Why so many in the body of Christ are sick, carrying medicine, members coming to me saying they got to go for this procedure and go for this check. I love my members. I want them to know the truth. And I know the pastors at the LTMA, those guys and ladies that work with me, they have the same intent to make sure the people God put under us have the best information and revelation there is. So as you work with this, he said, healeth all thy diseases. Now, I believe God's word is the truth. Then he goes on to redeem our life from destruction. Well, it is destructive to be sick and weak all your life. Redeem, that brings you to Galatians 3:13 and 14. It's in the blessing. It's in the finished work of Christ. Christ had redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. We were redeemed from sickness and disease and poverty and second death. You know what I'm saying? What good is prosperity without prospering in your body, living long to see your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren in health, dancing with your grandchild at 113? Somebody got to see this. The man in the natural soul. He was a shelf and he learned to eat early in his life. He saw his son die at 80-something years old, but he lived to be 114. It was just basically, ladies and gentlemen, I will say to it like that, brothers and sisters, nutrition. Revelation about nutrition. Let me talk to you a minute about, you know, we talk about faith, favor, and the finished work. And then I want to add another F. Food. Food. I want to add another L. Food. You have to be a fool to hear this type of information I'm about to give you and still live in sickness and disease for a feeling, for a taste. So we're back now. We're going to have to, by revelation, find out what has happened. Now listen to me very close, because I'm about to talk about eating now. Going to a plant diet, I don't want to call it a diet, plant food eating, to give yourself the right nutrition to bring them back alive without eating meat. Now, I'm just not on here to tell you, talk about being a vegetarian and all that, and a veggie, all the name. But here's what I found out, because I had my argument. I had my argument that the Lord told Peter in the 10th chapter, slay and eat. Call nothing not made, common and unclean. I have the scripture where it says, pray over it, sanctify it, it's going to be okay. But I told a man, get you some poison and pray over it. Because I'm going to talk about toxins now that have been put in animal basis, and it's all a money issue. Racism is a money issue. Dying early and being sick is a money issue. What have happened is trying to multiply cows and chickens and fish so much, toxicity have settled in them. And when we take a partake of them, we're actually eating poison. You say, what about organic? What about it? A lot of time I find out that some people call things organic and it's just wearing the label organic. So I saw a woman, 97 years old, taking so many amount of insulin, was dealing with diabetes, was cleared up in two weeks. Saw another woman taking 23 medicine, was cleared up in the documental, What in the Health. You can find that on Netflix, YouTube. What in the Health? Like, what in the hell? What the hell? What the hell? Man, what the hell? That's what it is. I want everybody who listen to me, don't waste my time. Watch that and pay attention to it. Because I'm going to teach you some things today that going to show you why a lot of our loved ones died early. Just because they had it, don't mean you have to have it. They may not have known the change and the connection and the correction that is being made in your life right here this morning, alive, because the Holy Spirit wants to make that change in our lives so we can know why a man can just understand nutrition and live to be 114, and most Christians die at 50 or 55. That is not right. Back to our verse, the people of this world are wiser than the children of light. But those days are over. Apostolically, government and insight and revelation supposed to bring the pastor, the prophet, the apostle, and the teacher back in their place to reveal to God people the right type of knowledge so they can get a hold of their life, live long, and their gifts and their talent can be for their children's children, and the work of God in the kingdom and the church. People we train die. They need to live on and take that training to help other people. And this is what we're going to do in LTMA, and this is what we're going to do in our churches, and this is what we're going to do with our connection. We're going to receive correction and direction and make those changes in our lives. So walking in the Trinity of healing, health, and long life is ours. It's a gift from God. Now when we read Psalm 139, verse 14. And then we went to Psalm 103. Let me finish Psalm 103. Let me go back over Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, all my soul. Notice the soul is in there. Say, my soul knows right well. Bless the Lord, all my soul. All that within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all of his benefit. Now, one of them benefit is, number two, he healed all our diseases. Redeemed our life from destruction. Listen, crown our head with loving kindness and tender mercy. Satisfy our mouth with good things. Now, that could be a twofold thing, man. What's going in your mouth? What's coming out your mouth? You see, we can have a whole lot of confession, decrees, declaration coming out of our mouth with the word of God, but what's going in your mouth? I like that. The Lord just read. What's going in your mouth? I mean, you have to have control on what's going in, what's coming out, what's going in, and what's coming out. You got to guard your mouth just like you guard your ear gate, all right? What's going in and what's coming out. So what type of food today are you going to put in your mouth? Do you know what you're eating? Do you know the ingredient, what's in there? You see, I would much rather keep teaching about money and go on home, but it's like the Lord want me to deal with all threefold aspects of the blessing that we've been, and the curses that we've been redeemed from. All right, now, so if we start out there, the soul knows right well, and then the psalmist tells us how he blessed the Lord with his soul. So he satisfied our mouth with good things. Then he says the next verse, so that he can renew our youth like the eagle. Now, getting old and get to dragging around with a stick and talking about how old you are is really not biblical. It's something that men, the old age syndrome, been brought by men. They say when you get to a certain age, certain things should be happening to you. That's not necessarily so. We've got the man 114, we've got some men live 120 in different countries. Why? And we have the Spirit of God living on the inside of us. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. We are vehicles, carriers, and instruments of the things of God, and die at 70, 75, 80, and then die suffering out of wax for 10 or 15 years during those years. But those days are up. If you listen, those days are up. It's very simple for us to change our eating habit and to, in 14 days, I believe that I don't care what condition you're in, I believe you'll see grave improvement. I believe you'll be able to cut back on your medicine, if not off your medicine completely. Only you and your doctor. Keep getting checkup. I go to the doctor, let him check me. Let him check and verify that something has happened in your body and give glory to God. Now, let's go back to your soul. You know this scripture, then 3 John 2 says, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health. Here we go. Even as your soul prosper. So there's three times there about the soul, about the thinking, about the imagination, about the conscience, about your will. Your soul is in your will is in your soul too. So that's three times. Now we read it, because I'm going to show you something else. Psalm 139, 14, Psalm 103, verses 1 through 3, 3 John 2. John said, well, beloved, I wish above all that your prosper, be in health, be in health, be in health as your soul prosper. So the problem is our thinking about nutrition, our thinking about eating has been perverted by the enemy in a slick way to mock God, that God's word is not truth, that God can't provide a long, satisfied life free of sickness and disease. Now, you who suffer with diabetes and heart problems, you listen very carefully. You who suffer with lung, breathing, asthma, listen very carefully. Those of you who limbs are getting weaker on you, you can't move around like you should, listen, tomorrow I'll be 71. And I was talking to my oldest son, and I got my two youngest sons here with me in the studio. I'm out in the foyer, because I like to preach. I can look out the window if you've been here, that big foyer with God. That's where I'm doing this teaching from. And I'm looking at the highway and stuff, and sky and everything at the same time. But I said to my son, I was talking to him and one of my employees, and I said to them, I was teaching them some of this material. Then the Lord told me to come on the air and teach it to you. But I said to my son that I feel as young as he is, with the difference I am, I'm almost twice in number, numerically, twice in number of his age. But I feel I have no hurt, no pain, and I know what's going to happen. I've been 7 days, my wife and I have been 7 days without eating meat. And today I'm eating only raw. I drank a glass of juice this morning. I had a bowl of fruit this morning, raw fruit. And then my cooks are getting ready to fix some type of raw meal for me after I get through here talking to you. And they said about raw, there's a cardiologist in Houston, Texas. Let me kind of pronounce his name right. Baxter Montgomery. He deal with people's heart, and he also deal with nutrition. I ran up on him, and it's a powerful thing that he's doing, and a powerful testimony. So you might be able to look him up. Now here's another aspect, and I am the shoulder body Christ did, but I'm more informed now. And I thought I would offer this commission, but the Lord brought me back to it. In Psalm 143, there is a reason why men can't catch a hold of the nutrition along with the revelation. And I'm going to say a lot of things, so just stay with me. In studying Daniel chapter 1, you remember Daniel said, just give me vegetable and water. He didn't want the king dainty off his table. He didn't want the wine. And they said that when in 10 days, they looked stronger than the other guy. And I know why. You got to be able to stick to your gun when you start this. Let's deal with the word moderation. We love that word moderation. Moderation won't work here. Evacuation. You just got to quit because you're not going to see the result. If you slip any day and put something else in there, then you mess the whole thing up. Because I'm told now that once you eat a piece of chicken, instantly the pus and the toxin and the poison in that chicken hit your system in a matter of seconds. It don't lay down and say, well, I'll get them later. It gets you right now and mess everything else up you have tried to do. Now, I see many of you all heal. I see you healthy. I see your life extension coming through in the spirit world if you follow instruction. Instruction must have a student that's going to fight to follow it. That's the only way. My son, attend to my word. We'll get to that in a few minutes. That's a powerful scripture also. But I want to talk about this persecution here in Psalm 143, and the scripture emphasized the persecution of the soul. And so in meditating and conversating with God, God says the reason that we don't have a prosperous soul is because we have a persecuted soul. So therefore, it eliminate or eradicate 3 John. Beloved, I wish above all that you're prospering, being held, even as your soul prosper. Prosperous soul or persecuted soul. Now, this is mostly natural, nutritional stuff that have got us in trouble. But you know Satan behind it. You know Satan wants to read the Bible and say, God promised 3 score, 10, 120 years, a long, satisfied life. And then we had the funeral. Now, sad thing, in watching another time of instruction, a young man said that he buried a man 56 years old. He go to the repast. They have fried chicken and sweet potato pie. I mean, they got all dairy product. See, because dairy product is another thing. The cow infected, therefore the milk infected, therefore the cheese is infected. So all of that has the toxicity in it. And then one of my MVBs asked one time, what are we going to eat? Just like you find anything else out, find out what you can eat. Find out different dishes you can make to bring deliverance to your body. Or I say this, I'll walk by faith with you, I'll fight with you, or I'll be at your funeral and help bury you. Either way, you won't do it. It's up to you. I can't do it for you. I'm here on my time this morning, on Monday morning, to share with you the truth that God has placed in my heart and in Carolyn's heart. And because we love you, we want you to know the truth. We connected, and if we connected also, what happened to me should be contagious to you. You ought to catch it, all right? Now, here's what happened. Why our soul, if our soul is not prospering, it means, listen, thank God. If your soul is not prospering, it means that you cannot have a prosperous body. You cannot have a prosperous heart. You can't have a prosperous liver, kidney, etc. Prostate gland, female organ cannot be prosperous if your soul not prosperous, because your soul giving instruction to your body what to eat. Okay? You listen to me? Now, here in Psalm 143, now what if you got a Bible, look at it, for it's so clear. For the enemy has persecuted my soul. He has smitten my life down to the ground. Look, persecuted soul, what do you get next? The life. If the enemy wants your life, he gets your soul. Can't get your spirit, why? 2 Corinthians 5:17. You're a new creature. See? So now notice, for the enemy has persecuted my soul. He has smitten my life down to the ground. That's sickness and disease, sisters and brothers. He had made me to dwell in darkness. That's sickness and disease, brother and sister. And those who have been long dead. Some people suffer so much for eating that junk. They some of them wish to die. Just suffer, can't sleep. Just cut off. All activities are just about cut off. That is not right. I want you to take this message. I want you to outline this message. And I want you to help me spread this message. You don't have to fight with nobody. But there are people who want enlightenment. There are people, that's a remnant, who want enlightenment. Look at how many we have online now, just this line. See, that's people who want enlightenment. How many? 292. Huh? 292 just on this line. Then the boy tell me all the other lines we're going on. So there are people who want to know the truth. Let's go to the next verse. You see, when your soul is persecuted, your spirit is grieved. Your spirit is quenched. Yes, I see it. We quench and we grieve the Holy Ghost, and he can't move. Well, here the Spirit of God revealed to me, our spirit can be grief, grieved, or quenched. And it's from the stubbornness or the diabolical blocking of our soul from receiving right instruction from our spirit. Therefore, our body receives wrong instruction. All right. Now, notice here, after he talks about his soul being persecuted, verse 4 now in Psalm 143, he says, therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me, grieved, quenched. My heart within me is ruined, is desolate, is grieved, is quenched, is resisted, is not respected, is not honored, is not being received from. Because I permitted my soul to be persecuted instead of being prosperous. Then it goes to verse 6. I stretch forth my hand unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee, as a thirsty land. See, and that's what I'm trying to produce, thirst in your soul for the right information to come out of your spirit, to go in your body. It goes on again in verse 7, it's just teaching us, hear me speedily, O Lord, my spirit faileth. Why is spirit fail? Why is your spirit failing to heal you? Persecution? See, because in order for your healing to get there, you got to come through your soul. You got to have a prosperous soul. So Satan knows that. And you know, some of y'all have said this. Apostle, man, he go off on his eating stuff and all that kind of stuff. Listen, believe what you want. I'm just talking to the people who can hear me, who tired of this mess, tired of suffering and being sick and know they're supposed to be well. I'm telling you, it's a soul issue. When it becomes a soul issue, the next issue it becomes is a mouth issue, what you let going in your mouth. You just want to face that. So you see soul and spirit. Spirit overwhelmed, he said. And then he said, my spirit failed. Overwhelmed spirit in verse 4. Failing spirit in verse 7. And then in verse 8, cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for indeed do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk. All right, here it is. Here it is. I am God talking to you. I'm verse 8. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for indeed do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk. Here he is, God talking to you. For I lift up my soul unto thee. You see that? All right, now, even more, listen, even more. Look in verse 10. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. No. Maybe that steak is your God. Huh? Maybe that Jemala is your God. Teach me to do thy will, for thou my God, thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Now, let me give you a revelation that will help you in this situation. When we talk about eating plant and not eating dairy product and not eating meat, this all we have known, I've said to you, is not a soul issue, it's a slave issue, it's a killing issue. And here's where understanding must come. It's not the cow, it's not the chicken, it's not the fish, it's not the lamb. Because of greed, years and years and years of greed, to multiply the population of these animals, all type of chemicals have been placed in their life to make them grow faster. And when they're getting our body, they start killing us. So say 50, 60 years back, my daddy used to hang the hog in the tree, feed him organic stuff. And that's why our elders was able to eat this stuff. But right now, it's real dangerous. I'm not against nobody. I'm just for what's right, okay? It's just dangerous to eat it because all of it, even when you talk about organic, you're dealing with a problem. So just for 2 or 3 weeks, you're dealing with something. See if there'll be any improvement. Some of you are going to find out when you go back and check at your doctor, you really don't have it anymore. And then your great-grandfather had it, your great-grandmother had it, so-and-so had it, Uncle Joe had it, Uncle Jack had it, and all of them had it. But you'll find out why they had it. Because they were eating the wrong thing. All right, now. Also in that 11th verse, quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake, for thy righteousness' sake. Bring my soul out of trouble. Break my soul out of trouble. And then the 12th verse said, and thy mercy and of thy mercy, cut off my enemies. All right, you want to cut your enemies off? Here we are. And destroy all them that afflict my soul. For I am thy servant. Cut it off. There's no such thing as an incurable disease. The scripture tells us, I'm going to walk you down the scripture real fast. I might not quote them. I'll just give you a highlight on in Psalm 107, verse 20. He sent his word to heal them and deliver them from their destruction. Psalm 107. He sent his word. Why? God sent his word. God sent Jesus to die for us. So he sent his word to heal them and deliver them from the snare of death, or deliver them from an early grave. Come on, man. Come on. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Deliver them from an early grave. I want y'all to be around. We got camp meeting. And we got a lot of stuff to do. We got a lot of people to train. Look at Psalm 420, 221. Put that on your list. You talk about attending his word. Then all of a sudden he said, it's health to all thy flesh. My son attended my way climb. I might be quoting it right. But that Psalm, that's Proverbs 420 through 21. He said his word, if we attend it right, it'd be health to all your flesh. All right, you're a Bible student. You love the God. You're not in sin while you're sick. Huh? You know why? Your soul persecuted. And your body being persecuted. And now God bring you information, instruction, revelation, impartation this morning to get you out of that trick bag that the enemy put you in. So here's another scripture in Exodus 23:26. He said, the numbers of your days I will fulfill. What? That's what he said. That's in the book. Notice in Psalm 105:37, 3 million people, and the scripture says, there was not one feeble, sick, weak person among them. Oh my God, he put 4 or 5 hour churches together, and we'll find more sick, feeble people than you can shake a stick at. And it's not that they're not good people, but God is dealing with it this very morning in your life. You've been praying, you've been asking God, you've been binding the devil, breaking the power of the enemy. You've been doing that. And it come to the degree that you are in fault. It's not the enemy. He's behind it. But he's using you in partnership to steal, kill, and destroy you and your family and your ministry by your stubbornness to stick to what you want to do. Some of y'all question me when I ask you about this. And I'm trying to help you, trying to show you. I could learn about it myself and just go about my business and keep preaching the gospel. But I couldn't really, because the Lord pushed me to come out here and teach us. I've been out of order. When Joseph asked his brother about his father who was in old age, then in Genesis 43, verse 26 through 28, and I wish I had time to read these scriptures. But the boy said, yeah, he's old, but he's in good health. Read that. Genesis 43, 26 through 28. In Isaiah 58, 8, it says, your health shall spring forth speedily. And this is a kindred verse to what I'm doing now. I'm saying to you, listen to me, look at me. I'm saying to you, if you follow my instruction this morning, your help will spring forth speedily. And I got the Lord back up. I know the Lord is backing me up because he sent me to talk to you. Another thing, in Isaiah 30:17, he said, I'll restore your help. Restore the help. In Jeremiah 33:6, he said, I will bring it help and a cure. I want you to meditate these scriptures. And then that Psalm 103, verses 1 and 2, he talks about long life. Psalm 91:16, satisfied long life. Let me take you here now. How long I been? I ain't even hit my clock. How long I been doing? I'm supposed to hit it, and I didn't hit it. What? 50? All right. Where's my help? Is there help built in your soul, in your thinking, your feeling, your consciousness, your imagination, and your will? Okay. Now, along all of your teaching, I want you to think about most of us are nutritionally unfit. Nutritionally unfit. Because we have tried all kinds of diets. We've tried to eat the right thing. But if you're eating toxicity, poison, that affecting your cells, and your cells cannot fearfully and wonderfully operate as they should, that's been our problem. Now, let me take you down a line of three or four things here that the Holy Ghost told me, and I'll teach it to my class on Wednesday night. Too much emphasis is placed on healing and not enough attention on living in health. You've had healing convention in the body of Christ, but you have not had health convention, because the body of Christ at large don't believe that possible. Next statement. You know where he said, my help cometh from the Lord? My help cometh from the Lord, but I must enforce it by faith and action. Number three, give your body the right fuel and it will run perfectly. Now let me talk to you again. Let me tell you what it has to be done. You got to get off a meat diet, all of it. Salmon too, tilapia, all of it. Think about mercury, think about poison, all that going in your body. Give your body a chance. Spiritually, soulishly, and physically. Give your body a change. We the one, I believe that God going to choose to have testimonies going all over the world. Cancer going to be healed. I had a woman set under my instruction, and it just happened a few days ago. She was at camp meeting. The minister was ministering. We had the most powerful camp meeting. Every minister was ministering that at a 400%. We had manifestation of still coming in, and when they went in her to operate on her, they found a hole, but they couldn't find the cancer. It had disappeared. She got her healing during that meeting. Give the body the right fuel, and it will run properly. Now, I can identify with you. You know, when I first heard about this, I tried it, and in a while, I had so much persecution and so many people fighting look at this. Sugar really is not the culprit of diabetes. When I heard that, I said, what? It does contribute to it, but because your cells in your body are stopped up with fat that come out your blood system, with the toxicity of the meat and stuff you're eating, your cells can't function properly. So in priority, it said back in the 40s, had a man healing, getting people healed left and right from what they call incurable disease, and sugar was in the recipe, but he just cut them off all meat, all right? Now we're in the worst chemical war that ever existed in this generation. We're in the worst money greed that ever existed. The love of money is the root of all the evil. They'll sell you anything. You got to thank yourself and begin to make decisions yourself. Are you hearing me? All right. Give your body the right fuel and it will run perfectly. Now, listen to this statement very carefully. It's not how long you live, it's how you live long. In other words, living to be 85 or 90 and on your bed 20 years, breathing, can't breathe, can't eat, can't go to the restroom, that ain't no good life. You talking about living long, living strong, living healthy. And I got this by inspiration, and I hope you hear it. Impossible becomes an imposter in your life today. Any lie that tells you you can't get out of this is an imposter. Not an apostle, imposter. Be careful. Then another word I want to give you. This is what the Holy Ghost told me. Sickness must be eliminated from your portfolio. My, my, my. Then here I got down here and Spirit of God says, what in the hell do you want? You know what's supposed to be in there, right? What in the hell do you want? Do you want to live strong that you can preach the gospel, perfect the saint for the work of the ministry, the edifying of the body of Christ? Or you want a piece of cheese full of pus, busting loose in your system, clogging your cells up? Your health is being demonically blocked with your systems. Oh my God, that's an indictment there. Your health is being demonically blocked with your system. Your health is being demonically blocked with your system. Stop being in partnership with Satan for a taste. Your spirit is grieved and your soul is pushed out of alignment with God's divine will for you on earth. Most believers' soul is persecuted instead of being prospered. A few more things. I'm getting it off my soul and my heart. And God, I know you know it. Even though I'm going a little long, but I'm going to keep going because I'm not going to stop now. Faith is a distributor of healing and health and long life if applied properly. 3 John 2, Acts 10, 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, power went about doing good and healing all who was oppressed of the devil. Then Psalm 91, 16, to satisfy you with a long life. What is the problem? Let's ask this question again. What is the problem? Why is there so much sickness in the body of Christ and premature death? Any church service, if you ask how many of y'all on medicine, and I'm not saying medicine is wrong, I'm saying you don't have to have it because medicine have helped keep a lot of us alive. Doctors have kept us alive. Thank God for them. But in your church on Sunday morning, if you ask how many of y'all dealing with some kind of sickness disease, over 90% are staying up. You go to a preacher's convention, 5,000 preachers, 90% of them are staying up. Oh my God. Huh? So that's why the congregation's sick. Because the minister's sick. Because the minister's eating all that junk. It's the pride of talking about Baptist preacher, how much fried chicken they could eat. What's the problem? Premature death. How can we stop the enemy from stealing, killing, and destroying our abundant life right now of faith? I wrote, there's a money greed conspiracy that must be understood that will kill you in your ignorance or ignore it. In the area of maintaining health, most believers are in flesh control. What about presenting your body? Romans 12:1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable God, which is your reading of the Son. What about not being conformed to this world, but being ye transformed by the renewing of your mind? That verse, Romans 12, 1, 3, 1 Thessalonians 5, 23 and 24, go together. What about controlling your appetite? 1 Corinthians 9, 27, I bring my body under subjection, because after I preach to others, I myself be a castaway. What about glorifying God with your body? In 1 Corinthians 6, 19 through 20, you are born with a price, therefore glorify God with your body and your spirit, which are God. This message is by no means, this message will go down in history, you'll be a part of it. If the world tarries 100 years from today, this message will be touching people's heart. This message is by no means to condemn you or to point a finger at you, but to stop unnecessary suffering. And to cooperate with God's divine will for you. I say to you, faith, favor, and the finished work is flowing in your life today, breaking all the power of sickness, disease, and defeat. I've got two or three more things, and I'll be through. I'll wrap. Weakness, immaturity, and ignorance is a persecuted soul issue by you giving permission without a fight. Weakness, immaturity, ignorance, ignoring, sickness, disease, early death, suffering. You giving it permission. And you got those scriptures on. 143. I close with this, and I'm going to close with a prayer that all of you will take this in and understand what does say the Lord to you today. My sons and daughters who are on this line, I want you to live long. I want you to live strong. I don't want you to live wrong. If you fall, get back up. But I'm asking you to fight with me for your life. I'm not pushing no product. I've seen over these 40-something years as a pastor, I've buried some good people. Some live a fairly decent life. I got a good many in my church now, over 80, and still going strong. I thank God for that. So I'm going toward 90. I thank God for that. But by the same token, I know we can do more for the body of Christ. We can train our people. This world is taking us out. We go back to that scripture in Luke 16. People of this world are wiser than the children of light. Well, those days are over. Here's my last statement here. We're being raped and don't know it. Therefore, we are voluntarily cooperating with the raper. Father, thank you today for these men and women who have enough respect and honor for the calling and anointing you put on my life. They're here, they're in different states, different countries. They're on the line here in Roku in different places. I thank you for each one of them. Thank you for their families, that these mothers can begin to feed their children properly. I know they're gonna have some opposition. I know they're gonna say we're stupid. But yet, long, satisfied life just to preach this gospel, just to share the good news. Not just to just live long, but to live long and give glory to your name. I bless every pastor, every minister, every teacher, every prophet, every apostle under my voice today. Every congregation under my voice. My sons and daughters around the world, I pray for their healing. Now I can pray for it with force, Lord. I pray for their health. I rebuke sickness and disease that may try to remain in their body. I command it to come out. Every spirit of adversity, I come against you in the name of Jesus and the power of the cross, the finished work of Christ. Every person on the sound of my voice, this instruction, this impartation, this inspiration, this revelation, will observation, will bring them to a place of application and activation. I thank you, we'll see so many miracles. And the Bible says signs, wonders, divers miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost will manifest in the lives of the people that's under my voice. You say, by the hand of the apostle, many signs. I stretch my hand out as your apostle toward this broadcast, these people who are listening. And Father, as they am to follow instruction, I drive out sickness and disease out of their bodies this morning, that they will live long and they'll be around and we'll shout and praise you and give you the victory all our lives. We'll be enabled bodies to house your spirit and your word. Thank you for the spirit of life that overcome the law of the spirit of life that overcome the law of sin and death. We take authority today. We redeem from every curse of sickness and disease right now. We take authority. We give you praise. We give you honor. If the person hurting, pain, diabetes, cancer, in the name of Jesus, we come again. Lung problem, pigmentation, discoloration, we come against it right now. Urination problem, going to the restroom problem, bowel movement, in the name of Jesus, it all come clear. We have testimony come from around the world. And we'll be careful to give you the praise and the glory. Weaknesses leave. Hips, ankles, and leg become strong now. I command you in Jesus' name. I know the whole truth now. I know the truth of revelation. I know the truth of nutrition to a certain degree. I thank you, Father, that you reveal the carpet. You reveal what's happening to many people of God. And we all now have an opportunity to get it right. Stop making excuses. Stop laughing and playing with it. And become serious and get divine direction. I thank you for it. Thank you for this privilege. In Jesus' name.